For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria. A grand jury report released this month has found that the Riverside County Sheriff's Jail System is in need of sweeping reform and oversight. The report found that the Riverside County Sheriff's Department is the largest without any civilian oversight body. The grand jury recommended 9 sweeping reforms, but legally it cannot require them. The report found the jails have fragmented oversight mechanisms that are largely internal and not able to maintain public trust. Sheriff Chad Bianco lambasted the report as unfair and untrue. Bianco's department and the Riverside Board of Supervisors must respond to the report in 60 and 90 days, respectively. First Amendment advocates are raising the alarm about a state bill that can make the process of getting public records longer and more expensive. The bill would allow agencies to charge hourly fees for the time it takes to search for records and petition to take the requester to court if they feel requests are, quote, malicious. It also extends deadlines for agencies to respond to requests by only counting business days instead of calendar days. David Snyder is with the First Amendment Coalition based in Marin County.
The first step in holding any government accountable is understanding what it's doing. And this bill would make that much harder for ordinary Californians, for journalists, for everybody.
The bill has been approved by the State Assembly and is now in committee in the Senate. In certain parts of the country, you can buy a surprising number of things other than food from a drive-through window. Guns in Texas, weddings in Nevada, margaritas in Florida. And now, if one California bill becomes law, cannabis. Weed stores already do curbside pickup, but this bill would allow licensed retailers to add drive-through windows. Supporters of the bill say the measure would improve access for people who have mobility issues. Annie Aubrey owns Chuck's Wellness Center in Placerville, about 45 minutes from Sacramento.
At its core, this bill is about improving access. A significant portion of our customers rely on cannabis as medicine, including seniors, veterans, and individuals living with chronic conditions that affect mobility.
Aubrey testifying at a legislative hearing earlier this month. The California Narcotic Officers Association opposes the bill. They argue it prioritizes speed of sale over public safety. The bill is slated to head to the Senate Appropriations Committee next week. And a bill moving through the California legislature would tighten rules on compounded versions of popular weight loss drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy. Compounding pharmacies make custom versions of medications for individual patients. During a recent shortage of brand-name GLP-1 drugs, federal rules let pharmacies make copies. That shortage has since ended. Peter Koshlin runs a compounding pharmacy in San Francisco and opposes the bill.
All 1990 does is just wipe out the ability for compounders in California to compound GLP-1s at all. It just limits access. It's just really an anti-patient bill that is only just going to take things away from people.
The bill would require compounded GLP-1 drugs to meet stricter sourcing and testing standards. Supporters say it protects patients from contaminated or counterfeit ingredients, sometimes found in illegally compounded drugs. The bill has passed the State Assembly and is now in the Senate. Your donations to KBCR make a difference. Our newsroom is growing, and that's thanks to the contributions you make every day. Donate today at kbcr.org or by calling 877-512-8843. For 91.9 KBCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria. Happy Juneteenth, and have a good weekend.